Good morning, we're Kinyan Hilu Shabbos, and we're looking at the Kalam Mitzayin, the Melech of Kosev, Simon Gimel. The Kareya al Ha'or, Oy Nior, Hirtsu by Tsuris Osius, Chai Mishim Kosev, a person cuts letters into a piece of cloth, into a piece of a hide, so the person's going to have, he's making Tsuris Osius, so he's going to Chai for Kosev. A person, instead of cutting, person presses down using some type of a blunt fingernail or a blunt instrument and cuts out, or not cuts out, but shapes by depressing the ore, creates the shape of a letter. So presses in using this blunt instrument. He presses down, compresses the leather into the shape of an olive and the bays. So that's not chayev. He didn't really write anything. He's just sort of pressing down on the cloth. That's not considered ksiva. Rashi Rabbama Shein Bo Shum Tumunas Ksav Al Nior. Is also, but however, even just making a line, pressing down a line on the cloth, if it's the pressing down is strong enough, that's going to last. So it's going to be also to do, even with not writing anything, and not writing any form of a letter or etc. It wouldn't make a difference. The cloth shu kosher. The Taz Matir, okay, Rambam Shem about his oyser. So on a hide is softer, and so the person presses down, and it sort of stays there. Whereas the cloth, the way the again misunderstanding we have the chalukas achrayim between the Taz and Magen Rambam, is it mikol miskayim or not? Because of the hardness of the cloth, pressing something down eventually jumps back and goes back to the lack of depression being flat. So it's not miskayim. And that's the argument of the Taz. Now, the Mishabura says that even according to the Taz, only talking about a case where a person does it with their fingernail. So a fingernail can't press that hard. It should have something which is going to last. But a person uses a blunt instrument and really compress that into the cloth. Even the Taz would agree that's going to be a problem. We mentioned this idea of a person, let's say, is learning a sefer and they see something important and they want to, they want to make a line next to the paragraph, which is important to them. You can't write on Shabbos. So take the fingernail, and they press down and leave a depression next to that spot, which is important to them. So it's not going to be chayiv. It's not a real ksiva. It doesn't have any surasosius. It doesn't look like anything. It doesn't look just a line. I was still going to say that the nature of it is that it lasts. There, because it's thin paper, it can actually last for quite some time. So a person should not do that on Shabbos because of this issue, which he calls Rosh HaMitziparon. The person is going to be creating a Rishima by compressing down on the paper, pressing on the paper, leaving a mark. So the person should refrain from doing that. Have a good day.